Good morning, a Wednesday morning with Miles Reed. He is the editor of the Daily Gazette. Good morning, Miles.
Good morning, David.
Well, after a second try, Johnstown, New York has passed its school budget with 70% voter approval. We had a tax cap that was needing an override, and that has finally happened.
Yeah, it's sort of a bittersweet victory, I suppose, for the folks up in Johnstown. Going into the vote yesterday, they really tried to get the word out, the school board and the school district administrators, because, you know, they realized they're in a precarious situation if they didn't pass it. They've done a lot to publicize the vote yesterday, the revote, I should say. It cruised to passage. It got 70%. And last time it had barely squeaked past 50%. Some of the voters that we talked to who voted no still say that there are concerns about spending, in particular some capital building expenses that some voters talked to us about and said that they didn't like. The district, for their part, is saying that that was not the problem. They talk about how a lot of these capital projects get reimbursed for the most part by the state, but some of the issues that they're dealing with are payroll, et cetera. So this budget gets passed, but it's not all good news because they have to cut over $1 million out to get to this, including at least 13 positions. And it's sad for us at the Gazette because one of the things they cut out in the school for next year is the school newspaper. And they also eliminated the marching band and some modified sports.
I was reading in the New York Times this morning that General Electric has been dropped from the Dow Jones because of the share prices gone down so much, with some financial problems affecting them. But you have a story today about GE, which has to do with a researcher narrowly missing 10 millionth U.S. patent.
Sort of a dark week a little bit for some of GE, but this is a really fun story. They still do some amazing work at the Global Research Center in Niskayuna. We wrote about this molecular biologist a couple months ago first, when we found out he'd done a whole bunch of calculations to try to figure out when the 10 millionth patent in the U.S. would be issued. And through all of his computations, he'd figured out that June 19th would be the day. And so he was confident that he and some colleagues had a few projects that were worthy of patent. So they applied, and he tried to time it to become the 10 millionth. And man, he got awfully close. He got two patents issued yesterday on the day that they did, in fact, issue the 10 millionth patent. They missed it by a few thousand because they're cranking these things out.
So yep. What were the patents for? Did it say?
Yeah, so this is where we had to bust out our dictionary. The one that really caught our eyes, the one that actually got the 10 millionth, called the coherent ladder using ultra intrapixel quadrature detection. So we don't know what the heck that is, but we're going to research that today.
We've been talking to Miles Reed, editor of the Daily Gazette. Miles, we'll catch up with you next week.
Thanks, David. Have a good one.